People, apparently, who will continue to watch a series or a film or a movie, even though they are hating every single second of it. And I suppose they're watching because they want to nitpick and take it apart to make fun of the very bad plot lines or the cringeworthy characters. I cannot imagine a more wasteful thing to do with your time than sit through a series or a film that is just bad. Brett Rogers is a culture lead at Have You Heard Marketing, talking to us about the things we love to watch but hate. Hello, Brett.
Good morning, Africa. Welcome to the show.
Exactly.
Nice to have another voice in the morning.
Absolutely. I do not understand this concept you bringing us this morning. And look, you're speaking to somebody who hasn't had a TV for more than 10 years. I tend to stream things when I do want to watch a film or series. I love reading books. I'm off to the Franschhoek Literary Festival this weekend. I obviously listen to the radio all the time, and I love walking and taking in the beauty and the vista of Cape Town. So I don't have a couple of hours where I'm going to sit through a series that I do not like. But there are seriously people who do?
Well, Africa, you're a better person than I. You know, you're reading your books, you're looking at the vistas, and you know, I'm watching things like Married at First Sight, and you know, things like that. And I think maybe, you know, if you look at your streaming habits, Africa, maybe there's something in there that you're like, oof, I don't know if I'm so proud of that show. But you know, there's many things that people watch that's you know, the term hate watching is a nice you know buzzword, but you know really it's looking at things like, I mean, I think like the Kardashians, right? So I'm sure there are lots of, you know, it started out with the girlfriend watching and then suddenly the boyfriend was sitting in the room watching it and he's like, ah, it's cuck, I don't like this, but they keep on watching, you know, and they enjoy it, and that's part of the pleasures of hate watching, so to speak. And I am going to apologize for my language. I'm sorry.
No. Thank you for the apology. I've never watched a single episode of the Kardashians. I don't even know who's who and what they look like. I've never watched a single episode of Marry Me at First Sight, of The Bachelor, or any of those kind of reality television shows. I don't even watch a single episode of Survivor, The Amazing Race, or any. I like good drama. Give me strong characters that develop over a period, be it 2 hours of a movie or 8 episodes of a series, and let me... The most indulgent and the silliest thing I've watched, I suppose, would be Downton Abbey, because I love me some Maggie Smith, and how she delivers those burns is just so titillating, really. That would be the closest to something bad, in inverted commas, that I'd be watching. And let's be clear, Downton Abbey's production values are very good.
Oh, no, Africa, you're absolutely right. I mean, that is some high quality writing. You know, if I think about hate watching in another way, is something that brings me and my buddies together is we have a night called Man Movie Night, and in fact it's Man Movie Night tonight, so I'm gonna go off and watch a movie with them, and we watch 80s 90s action movies with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and some of those scripts and some of the acting is so dire that it's one of the most beautiful connecting experiences that we can have, to sit there and laugh at how terrible the things are. And it's really quite a beautiful moment. And often social bonding really is the reason to do it, is to talk about how silly it was and how funny it was.
And I like that, because you're going into it expecting it to be bad, and part of the thrill and the joy is the badness of it, if you like. Hate watching should not negatively affect your mood, though, should it?
Well, it's a great question. There is talk about the things that it could be bad for you in those ways, that that it can really create something negative for you. It can fuel your negativity. You know, if you're, you know, hate watching is I suppose it's a good word because it encompasses a variety of styles of watching. You know, if you're watching it because you really dislike it, then there's a great chance that it'll become, you know, quite bad for your negativity, for your cynicism, and it also means you're missing out on good content and happy content. So I think the term hate watching, as long as it's providing you with some pleasure, some actual joy, some degree of positivity, I think that a lot of positive can come from it.
Yeah. Do you know what film you'll be watching today with the lads?
Actually, tonight I don't think it's going to be a bad one. I think tonight it's going to be a good one. We're going to watch Sisu on Netflix, about that Finnish guy who's
Yes.
protecting his gold claim. And you know, it's about the reason we watch these films is often to see a positive role model. And although that sounds silly considering the movies that we watch, you know, the heroes always heroes. They're always doing the right thing. And I think that for us, it's a nice way of thinking about being a man, you know, because often being a man these days, there's obviously there's negatives to just our existence, to many other people in the world, and to try and find a positive male role model that I think is really cool.
I think it's a lovely idea, Brett. Thank you very much indeed. Brett Rogers, a culture lead at Have You Heard Marketing, talking to us about hate watching. What are those television and movie products that you just cannot help yourself but to watch, even though you probably cringe at every single second of it? Do WhatsApp us to 072-567-1567.